This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. That is complete legal and financial protection provided by them for you, the armed gun owner walking around daily. And because it's Wednesday, and because I like doing it. If it's Wednesday, that means it's the world, according to Second Call Defense. Joined again by Sean Maloney, who's been a very, very busy camper out there. You've been running the whole time, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I've been on the phone, been running, setting plans. You know, believe it or not, we're getting so close to starting this ground campaign for anyone but Hillary. So it's exciting. You know, everybody's apprehensive about what's going to happen. Of course, on the national scene, the GOP is not quite settled with who their candidate is and who a candidate might be and should be and is. But right now we're on the ground to make sure that we're getting volunteers, getting ready to run the campaign to make sure that we take this country back.
Well, we were talking earlier today about how you're not a golfer. I don't know how you would have time to play golf if you liked it.
Now, what I do for relaxation is I end up teaching more classes than I really want to for basic pistol and self-defense outside of the home so people in Ohio can get their concealed carry permits. So that's my relaxation. I take 8 hours on a weekend, and I teach class.
Roger that, sir. Now, I was having a discussion yesterday, and I'd like your legal viewpoint on this. I think there's a fairly good chance that at some point we're going to see, as we're looking at this presidential election thing, there's a school of thought out there that sooner or later Hillary gets indicted, at which time they parachute in Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren to save the day. In the event she is indicted, has anybody ever been put in jail that has a Secret Service detail?
And as far as you know? You know what? I never thought about that. Not that I know of, but of course, as soon as she would be indicted, I believe she loses probably that detail. She loses everything government.
They have no provision to ever lose a Secret Service detail except for death.
Well, but you know what? I'm not sure if she's not a candidate, she's not going to get a Secret Service detail anymore. And if she gets indicted, then by rule, she probably can't be a candidate.
Well, I mean, she gets one from Bill Clinton. Her time.
Well, I'm not sure how long they last. To tell you the truth, I don't think they're lifetime.
I don't know. I know that Nixon used to, he told them to keep their stuff, and he said, give me a little more money for my pension, and I'll provide my own. Thanks very much.
I'll have to check in. I've looked at Secret Service laws for other things. For example, why does piece of the state of Ohio or the state of anywhere that is open carry, or you're allowed to conceal carry public property, the public parks, the courthouse steps. Why all of a sudden, when the Secret Service is there, do we lose our right to the Terrier Firearms. Well, essentially what happens is they have a roaming do not carry area written in their laws for what you're allowed to do. So wherever they are, we can't be, but that's been litigated and really it's a very, very, it's quite a gray area. And I think it's been litigated on a number of occasions, and it seems like the cases seem to go away and never really hear of them anymore. So that'd be interesting, though, but I'm not quite sure. I'm not sure what a felony conviction or a felony arrest or an indictment would do with that. But that would be interesting. I guess she would have to be in solitary confinement.
Well, they're saying that she would have to be on house arrest in Chappaqua.
I'm sure we can find someplace nicer than that for.
Yeah. When I was working at WORD here in town, Donald Trump was coming to town, and because I was the fill-in host, of course I wasn't scheduled to be there. But they were very nervous because they knew that if I was in the building and there was no way to keep me from getting in the building if I wanted to, because you know I had keys and buzz passes and everything to get in, and they had that roaming Secret Service zone. Mm-hmm. Whereby, you know, I'm sure I would have been thrown against. I was the most heavily armed person. And there were some gun guys that also did other shows there. And on those days, then there would be multiple people armed. But I was the only one that was armed on a daily basis during the week because I never filled in on the weekend. And they were a little nervous about that because they came in there. And once Trump was in the broadcast booth, you know, the program director couldn't get in there without Secret Service permission. So, I guess if you got it like that, have it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I've been, I don't know if, what John Boehner's view is, but John Boehner knows me well. And, you know, I worked for John Boehner even before he was a congressman. And he knows my stance on firearms. He knows second call defense. He knew my involvement with the National Rifle Association, with the Buckeye Farm Association. I never missed a Christmas party or any invitation, any event. And, a lot of those contain concealed service for service. And I was always there and nobody ever told me not to be. And I'm sure they had to know who I was. So, you know, that'd be interesting to find out what happened to Hillary.
Yeah.
Let's put her in jail and let's not put her in the White House. That's important, folks.
I think that's a really important thing, too. But, I mean, Hillary, she's only just now. I mean, the other day she ran up on a coal miner.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to walk back everything she said about putting coal mines and coal miners out of business. She had to walk all that back. She's trying now to walk back this thing about the Second Amendment. She got spokesholes out there saying, well, of course the Second Amendment is very important. We're not looking to repeal the, you know, she's trying to go back to that middle ground, even though everything that she's advocating for is, you know, it's straight. She wants to ban guns and pick them up.
You know, are we as people stupid enough to let her get away with that? There's an estimated 140 million households with firearms. Are us 140 million people times two, probably with a husband and wife, are we going to ignore that? Are we going to let her get away with it? You know, I hope not. The FBI is probably breathing down her neck right now. I would be concerned if I was her. I think anybody would be concerned. I think probably the FBI is going to recommend an indictment, and probably for some reason or other, they'll come up with a good reason, the United States Attorney General isn't going to indict her, and that'll be more problems. So we're looking at towards a very volatile summer, I think, with Cleveland, Ohio, and what's coming up there. You already have organized protesters that start riots just because Trump's there. So you can imagine what's going to happen to Cleveland, Ohio, and areas like that. It's time for us to buckle up and be American again. You know what? It's time to start a conversation and not an argument, not a fight. You know, our founding fathers laid things out specifically, and when we stop listening and abiding by the Constitution, that's when things go wrong, and really that's what's happened.
Listen, man, you're talking about the tolerant and the people that they celebrate diversity and tolerance. Don't be talking about that, or I'll break your head. Understand?
Yes, absolutely right. Let's get some muscle over here.
Oh yeah. Second call defense. You're about to witness the biggest push you've ever seen as I attempt to get all of you to join them. And I'm not going to be satisfied till all of you are members, so stand by. It is coming.
It's
my guest this hour.
I know, and it's going to be exciting.
Yes. My guest is Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is faithfully brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Join them. Don't even check them out. Go and join them. Just go join them, because if you're carrying a gun, you need to be with me. Because believe me, I need to be with them. Joining me again from Second Call Defense is CEO and founder Sean Maloney. As we're getting ready, we're in the home stretch prior to the NRA meetup. Did you see that they plan to target Katie Couric's going to target the NRA right before the show?
I didn't hear that. I thought Katie was still fighting for her job again this time. I didn't know she was.
Well, she's making documentaries now. She's decided to go small business.
Well, you know what? I was contacted on more than one occasion, and just about everybody I've known has been contacted by Katie. I totally forgot about that. They asked us, me and a dozen of my friends, to appear and be interviewed. So she's been working on that for a long time. I totally forgot about that. I mean, it's been several times within a year, you know, they try to contact us. They try to get a hold of somebody. And you know what? No one's interested in cooperating with the half a job that she's going to do. That's interesting. I got a telephone call from a newspaper in Cleveland. I don't know what the officials were in the article or what's going to happen, but they had a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old both playing with BB guns, pistols that looked real. I mean, they looked like SIGs. And they didn't point them at anybody. They just had them in the park, probably like something I would have did at their age with a BB gun, shooting stuff with a BB gun. Of course, 911 was called. The police got there, and, you know, the boys raised their hands. I couldn't tell, but I think the police officer was drawn, and the kids walked over with their hands in the air. And the questions were, you know, legislation against these guns. I forget what they call them. You know, they're toy guns are what they are.
Replicas, what do they call them? Airsoft guns.
Yeah. They're the airsoft-type guns, but they're trying to call them something else. And the media has made a name for them. It'll come to me. Not airsoft, but it's like a realistic gun. They're fake guns. It'll come to me. But I say,
well, I've seen an ATF guy say that they can be converted to fully functioning real steel guns, which is preposterous, of course. But you know.
Well, it's just the fact is that there's several kids every year shot because they have airsoft guns in their hands, and the police just don't know. You know, and so how can you pass a piece of legislation against a toy gun? That's what they are. They're not lookalike guns. You know, they're toy guns. I was playing with a cap gun that probably at 50 feet or 25 feet looks pretty real back in 1967. I said, you know, we just got to take our time. I said, you can't legislate against toys now, can we? And but you have to understand that there was a juvenile probably killed within the last 6 or 7 months who drew an airsoft gun on a police officer. So, you know, that happened several times.
Well, you know, as far as children getting shot because they're carrying these things, I think the first thing that should be asked is, hey, did you teach your children when the cops come not to pull their, you know?
That's exactly right. And that's what I said. It's, you know, it all starts at home. You know, what are your children? You know, you sure if you're going to buy them these things, make sure they understand they don't point them at people. You don't point guns at people. You know, if they want to play, they can play their cops and robbers. They can play their World War II games or whatever they're going to play. But you don't just go drawing on people. I represented a concealed carry holder that a 13-year-old at night drew on him. He drew and brandished his firearm and realized that he was young and started screaming, is that a real gun? And finally the kid put it down and ran. But, you know, all of a sudden that was shortly after the Zimmerman verdict. And we had a full-blown court case because I had a mother and father that went to their church and everybody wanted blood, and you know it took calmer heads to prevail some months later and several $1,000s before this thing went away. But and that's where it all starts. It all starts in the home with education, and that's how good people are raised in good homes. That with some common sense education around them.
Well, you know, one of the things that it's amazing how these conversations sort of take on a life of their own. It's interesting how the inner city regards that kind of thing versus everywhere else. Because in the inner city, that's all considered to be just a fact of life. And how's he supposed to get his money? How's he supposed to get his if you don't do this or that or the other? And I mean, so what if he was pushing drugs? That cop didn't have to get out of his car. You know, that kind of stuff. You know, that has to be addressed. That part of the culture, that chink in the weakness of the culture, has got to be addressed at some point.
And I brought it up several times. It'll be interesting. I'll send you the article when it comes out if I see it. And I say, you know what? Our officers are trained, but our officers are assassinated eating lunch. Our officers go to respond to a domestic violence and they're shot in the chest. Our officers are ambushed. So how are they supposed to react? And all of a sudden, somebody is drawing a firearm and pointing at them? And so, you know, that's where discipline and some common sense needs to prevail over all these. Again, you know, where are you going to legislate? And how is a law against a 12- or 13-year-old kid not to use your toy going to work?
I don't know. I just, well, kids, you know, shouldn't laws be about making sure that law and order is maintained? And I understand that would make things easier on the cops if they, you know, if they got rid of that. But airsoft guns have been around a long time.
Long time.
And I mean, realistic looking toy guns have been around a long time. And BB guns have been around.
You and I were kids.
So I don't see how this changes anything, really.
No, it's just society changes, and, you know, there has to be a law against everything. You know, we're a true nanny state. And like they said, the reporters even say, now, I looked in your high revised code, I couldn't sign the law. I said, you're not going to sign the law against toy guns.
I don't know. It just makes me scratch my head. Booth 6517. That's right. Booth 6517. I'm trying to do it from memory. Booth 6517. There you will find Sean Maloney holding court. I will be there pointing out how good all this stuff is, in addition to some other things that I will be doing. Of course, Sean will be there to make sure that I maintain everything on straight and narrow. But for those of you that have, I mean, a lot of you have contacted me and told me how much you enjoy it when Sean is here on the show. Come meet him. You don't have to just listen to him. You can come and meet him. You'll pose for pictures, won't you? How much you charge to have a picture made with you? About 86 bucks?
Geez, I'll probably have to pay you for broken cameras. Hey, everybody listening, all you ladies and all you gentlemen out there, you know, there's so many people that are really within driving distance of Louisville, Kentucky, and the NRA annual meeting of members. And there's people that have that can fly, too, so make it. Come and find Bill and I. Come and get pictures at the booth. Walk with me. Talk with me. Let's go visit NRA News. Let's go see who we can find and the guns that are there and the people that we can talk to. Let's see if, you know, Oliver North has a few minutes for us. You'd be surprised, folks, how accessible all your heroes are and the people that you want to talk to are. They're there for you and they're there to talk to you.
We'll be right back. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Don't just go there. Go join them. Go join them. Go join them and join me. And there's the peace of mind. And I'll explain this with my man Sean here. First of all, joining me again is Sean Maloney, because it is the world according to Second Call Defense on Wednesday, like it is every Wednesday. Sean, I actually went out and went training with this, is he still in the chat room? I think he may be. Raven One. Yeah, he's a local SWAT officer. He took me to train because I've been having some, mechanic issues as far as body mechanics, and, I just sort of snapped out of it, and I realized that if I were to actually shoot like I trained in this little day that we had past Saturday, your work's going to be cut out for you when it comes to defending me. It really is.
Is that because you're gonna hit somebody, or you're gonna hit nobody?
No, it's because I'm gonna hit somebody about 6 or 7 times. Because,
well, that's good. That's good to know. I actually had my daughter and her friend and my wife and her friend. I was shooting last week, and I taught a real quick, or a two-person class for a mother and daughter, basic pistol, self-defense outside of a home to qualify them for concealed carry in Ohio. And I hadn't shot in so long. I brought my son out and we had a good time. And you know what? You and I were talking earlier, and I know it was posted in Buckeye Farms Association. I've seen it other places about the guy who defended himself in his own home, shot the bad guy, wounded the bad guy. Bad guy goes to jail. Bad guy gets out of jail and sues the homeowner civilly.
Yes.
And we talk about that, and you can't remember. And that's why civil became so important, because the castle doctrine is only in place in 22 states right now. And then it doesn't offer complete protection if something happens, because not everything, of course, happens in your home or in your automobile if that's what happens. But these silly lawsuits happen. And this guy has to put up money for a civil defense attorney. It doesn't end there. I mean, it drives me nuts. It drives me crazy that these things happen. But, you know, and he's being sued because you didn't have to shoot me. And so now that, you know, he's already faced criminal prosecution where they decided that he did everything he had a legal right to do. But now he's on the civil end where it's beyond a preponderance of the evidence, which is 49% to 51% or slightly tilting the scales. And, you know, he could be paying the bad guy money. And that drives me crazy. And more often than not, things like that happen. So, you know, currently things are good. We may be all set. But civilly, it doesn't stop. You actually think the homeowner was worried about that guy getting out of jail and suing him? Probably never even thought about it until, boom, he gets served with a summons. And let's have a deposition, because you really didn't have to shoot my client. And that's where it is right now. And I haven't read it completely, but I think you read a little bit more than I did and realized how much money this guy doesn't have. He's broke, and he can't defend himself.
Yeah, I took a few notes on this. Now, the guy he shot, he tried the front door, and then he got in through an inside garage door, and he was coming in, and the guy confronted him and shot him, okay? The guy's defense was that he was drunk and thought he was getting into his friend's home, which, you know, I've got a few friends and everything. It'd be nice if you rang the doorbell and let me come and let you in my house. You don't need to gain access. You might still get shot, buddy. So, you know, that part of it didn't really. But, I mean, if I ever have that happen, if the guy's laying there, the first thing I'm going to do is go do blood alcohol and draw blood right now. Draw blood on him for blood alcohol test before you even put him on the gurney. Do that right now, because I don't want to hear about it later. And, you know, when you're it's better to have second call defense and pay for that coverage than it is to mortgage everything you own to pay for it and then not get the money back, just pay for it to try to make it go away and make it stop happening. That's what it boils down to, doesn't it?
Right. It does. I mean, you're giving money. You're throwing money at it to make it go away, and you don't get anything back. You know, you have to understand, I made parts that are so affordable because I understand that 73% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. I understand that in some cases the government's getting more of our paychecks than we are. And so that's why I make sure. I mean, under $10, you know, if you smoke, you know, cut down a pack and a half, cut down two packs, depends upon what you do. If you go to Starbucks, heck, two Starbucks are going to buy you a month. Even a Cadillac plan, you know, is only $50 for you and your spouse. It's, you know, we try to take away all the excuses. It's so important, because I come across people every day. You know, I should keep a journal, and I should probably tweet every time I get a phone call concerning, and most of them, folks, are, hey, I need your advice. I don't have anything. I don't have an attorney. What can you do to help me? And those calls come in from all over the country. You know, I found your phone number on the internet. I saw someone mentioned it in the chat room. And you know what? It's too late then. I do all I possibly can for these people, but you have to be ready and you have to be prepared. Because if someone's been shot, if someone's been killed, there's going to be a police investigation, folks. If they call and say, hey, this guy pulled his gun on me, there's going to be a police investigation. And trust me, just because he's a bad guy doesn't mean he's not going to call the police first. In fact, he is going to, because he's probably on parole or probation under disability. So he figures, if I'm the first one to call, I'm going to be pretty much set. And 9 times out of 10, the first one to call does win in the early stages.
Sort of like the shootout, right? Sort of like the shootout, the gunfight, yeah.
Exactly.
I think you should, instead of doing a journal or something, do a vlog. And you can call it the world according to second call defense. And, you know, just you got to have a gorilla pod. You need a DSLR that does good HD video and an external mic. And you can just hold it out in front of you. That's the way all the kids are vlogging now, Sean. Hold it out in front of you by the gorilla pod and go, yeah, it's another one that's on his way to jail. Because he didn't join me first. He waited till
rules.
Yeah, he waited till it happened instead of, you know, that's not when you buy insurance. You buy insurance before it happens.
Well, I told you about the kid in Texas that was in a running battle on a highway, brandishing back and forth, and the girlfriend was signing up for second call defense on the other cell phone as they're going down the highway. Of course, we found out when he joined when the 911 call was going on. So, you know, I had to hand it to him. You know, I stayed with him as long as I could. And then I even pointed him in the right direction where to go from here. But folks, you got to be protected. You know, why do people call us afterwards? Because they have nowhere else to turn. And unless you can tell me right now who you're going to call when you're 10 states away and you're not at home and you know who that person is or who that is, then you're fine. If not, you're fooling yourself. And if you can't name that name right now, you're not going to do it under stress and pressure.
That part. And, you know, one thing, we got about a minute left. There are a lot of other places that out there that are saying we provide legal protection. What they provide is a list of lawyers, which you have to have on you, which you won't have on you when you get locked up. And then you have to try to call that list of lawyers in the chance you have, on the off chance you do have it with you. You have to call them from the lockup where every time you call somebody, it says you're receiving a collect call from an inmate locked up in such and such jail. And then you got to hope he picks up the phone. And instead of that, before I even see a cop car coming up, I'm on the phone with second call defense. I've got an attorney getting in a car somewhere near me, heading my way, either keeping me out of jail or coming to get me out of jail. And this,
you know, you're right. The vast majority of the time, I've had 10, 20, 45 minutes on the phone before the police arrive. I've had other attorneys in other cities halfway across the country already on their way, already on freeway call with me. So what we do is real. What we offer is real. It works because it works over and over and over again. I don't know what anybody else can say, but I can say for 23 years before this whole thing was started, I was defending people just like that as it was. Now we just made it easy, and we gave everybody the opportunity to have the service they never had before. And, folks, we're doing it because I'm a gun owner, too. And who am I going to call?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Yes, slam that, Mark Farner. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
And, of course, my guest this hour is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. And we're getting ready. We'll be hooking up here shortly. I think we'll actually begin to wreak havoc in proper form on Thursday, but or Friday we'll be doing it. But now I told you Sean about the other guy here in South Carolina that set the guys on fire after he legally shot him.
You're right.
Now, how challenging of a case would that be? To I mean.
Well,
you got to take the good with the bad, right? I mean, anyway.
Well, you do have to take the good with the bad, but then I want you to also think about something. They were just in the fight for their life. You know,
right.
PTSD and things like that happen immediately. Things like this cause us to completely lose control sometime, and we never know how we're going to control ourselves, how we're not going to be able to control ourselves, and what's going to happen. And bizarre things happen like that. You know, the train goes off the track because you've just been pushed over your limit. And
right.
Nobody's going to know, you know, what's going to happen. So we just don't know. I mean, obviously that's an extreme case, but you know, I've had things like that where, you know, the inexplicable happened and you have to try to, you know, make some sense out of it and help the jury understand that, you know, we're out of control. We just were in a fight for our life. You know, and one thing I like to say is when people always tell me that I wasn't alone, for all you listeners out there, that are members of Second Call Defense, I want you to imagine this. You're just in a fight for your life. You've just been forced to pull the trigger, whether you hit somebody or not. The police are on the way. You call Second Call Defense, 99% of the time, I'm going to answer the phone. That has to make you feel good, just a little bit, doesn't it?
It does make me feel good.
You can have my voice.
Especially me. They'll listen. Stop hyperventilating. Listen. Shut up. All right. Now, when the cops start asking you questions, tell them you only take stevia in your lattes. One of my associates will be there shortly.
Hey, I'm gonna break the news to everybody out there. Nobody knows this yet, and I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to say it. But I want to thank everybody for your support. When I ran for the NRA Board of Directors for re-election, I lost. I don't want anybody to feel bad. I lost, but by a mere handful of votes. I'm talking two or three votes. And at the same time, there was a large number of sitting board of directors members who didn't win. They got voted off. So it's not over. Everything happens for a reason, folks, and that just gives me more time to get ready. I'm still on the board, so to speak. I'm still going to be appointed to committees, and I will run again. But I just want to tell you, this gives me some time to settle down and to plan for Hillary. When everything happens for a reason, I was on the phone with Mr. Knight. Jim knows, and we're getting ready to saddle up, and we're getting ready to go. It doesn't really change anything. I'm still involved, but I want to thank everybody for your support. But, you know, one vote does matter. But I want to thank you. You know, I'm very humbled by all the support I got from everybody because the last five positions were separated by 50 votes. So it was unbelievably close. I just wanted to thank everybody and let you know that, you know, don't feel bad. I'm still out there fighting, and it doesn't really change anything. I had to decide when I ran for the board of directors if I had time to take away from my grassroots activity. So I'm still there with you, but I wanted you guys to know that you're the ones who supported me first and foremost. So thank you.
Although he's not done. Because in the there's stuff going on in the background. We're not done with him by half. There's stuff going on in the background where this wasn't even a knockout. I don't consider this a knockout shot. I mean, there was something obviously happening in this that clearly nobody anticipated, some sort of anomaly.
Yeah, and that's what it was. And so, you know what? Things aren't over yet. I keep my appointments on my board the way I started out, and that's good. I don't like to get beat at anything, but the NRA is just as strong. Without me on the board because I'm standing right beside him anyhow on the committees. And again, I think the people at Iowa will be a little bit happier because they know I can dedicate just a little bit more time to the grassroots efforts. And it's starting because folks, you know, Ted Strickland is going after Portman hard and heavy in Ohio. We can't lose the Senate. If you take a look at, you know, what's going on with Hillary. And if Hillary goes to jail or is indicted or whatever happens, you know they're ready. With Biden saying things, and you know things are ready to happen. So we have to unite. And when people tell me that they're not going to vote because their man or their woman didn't get the election or enough votes to be appointed to run for president, don't tell me that. You're just voting for Hillary. And don't do that, folks. We're smarter than that.
Do you think anybody on the GOP side is doing any opposition research against Biden, taking anything into consideration? Are they going to throw politicians are some of the dumbest guys I've ever seen in my life. I mean, they wear some of the nicest clothes, dumber than rocks. Dumber than wet rocks.
That's a good point because to you, to me, and everybody out there listening to us right now, that's all pretty much common sense. I'm sure everybody in the chat box is going to say, God, we would be doing that, right? Well, that probably pretty much means that nobody in the GOP is doing that because that's just the way they roll. I guess they like being surprised and behind the eight ball they'll remove the eight.
Did you see Ryan the other day? He got up there. What was he? He's talking to Jake Tapper. He goes, you know, I'm just not there ready to support Trump yet, you know. I mean, I'm just not all the way there. He's got to unify. When was the last time anybody did that?
Oh, exactly.
How was Trump supposed to unify a fractious setup when he's got – and see, the problem is that Trump wasn't trying to get voted for by anybody in the House or the Senate as far as I could tell. He won a lot of votes not going that way.
Oh, and he brought more Democrats to his side, more independents to his side than anybody. And you know what? Instead of you got to unify with him yet. Because what they keep forgetting is that the American people spoke. What was there, 17 people when this thing started?
Yeah.
He went through 17 of the best you have,
and he's still not good enough?
Come on, folks. Give me a break.
I think he's 3 million votes ahead of where Romney was at this point, too. The one thing that nobody's pointing out is – the last time Hillary ran for for the presidency in 2008, she got twice as many voters turning out for her then as she has now. Versus,
right.
It's up 78% on the Republican side since Romney ran for president. So while Hillary's winning, and while, you know, whether it's Hillary or Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren or, I don't know, maybe they'll press in on Julianne Phillips because she's anti-gun. I don't know. Their voter turnout ain't happening.
No.
The percentages don't matter. So I think Trump's going to beat Clinton like a baby seal. I think he beats anybody that steps up like a baby seal. Just clubs them. Boom, boom, boom.
You know what? So. There's a lot of Democrats in West Virginia that are coal miners. You know, there's folks
here.
I grew up in parts of Pennsylvania where I grew up with coal miners. And they're done being Republicans and Democrats. We got to start being American. You know, they're knocking at the door. They're kicking the door in. You know, we got ISIS knocking on the door. We have these people, these evil people. They're killing everybody. You know, and they're over there killing Iraqi. It's the whole religious thing. It's Sunni and Shia, and we can't stop it. We can't get in the way. We have to be ready.
I just like it any time I can say that somebody clubs Clinton like a baby seal. I just like saying that. We're coming up on the end of the hour. Second call defense. You're about to witness something that you've never. I mean, I've never been involved with somebody the way this is going. This, you're about to see a ramp up the likes of which you've never seen before, and it all kicks off in Louisville. So, everybody who isn't a member of Second Call Defense, come and join us. The water is fine. The protection is superb.
If you're going to Louisville, hit Bill up in the chat box. Email one of us. Tell us you're going to be there. Let's try to hook up. Let's have a party. Let's have a lock and load Second Call Defense party. We'll get some people together. I'll try to get some refreshments together for us someplace. But let's try to get together and shake each other's hands. And it's nice when we can extend the family of patriots and get to actually meet each other. So let's try to do that, everybody.
I don't know if this is politically correct or not, but I have the Swedish Dwarf Bikini Team on retainer. So we could have them as entertainment. Is that politically
correct? There
you go. Okay, anyway. Thank you, sir. We will be in touch. You'll hear from us one more. You'll hear from him one more time and me one more time before Louisville. Coming up next, more of The Rant. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.